And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob did something today that we've never done since we've been at Jethro FM. As he brought breakfast to the studio.
Oh, man. Thanks, Bob. Really good. Tell me about this sausage here.
Well, Jop's got a flat top, but even bringing a big flat top in wasn't any good. So I got my little camp stove and my Lodge, one of my Lodge cast griddles and a one-pound can, you know, turned that baby on, and I brought in some of my fresh homemade sausage that I just did.
Oh,
and
so
some
good.
Eggs.
Oh,
and
we had breakfast.
It smells like breakfast.
Very nice. Yeah. So these are smash sausages, patties.
Yeah, it's ground pork and venison.
20% venison or
about 50.
About 50%.
Yeah. So
really tasty. Really good.
Oh yeah.
Pork and venison together.
Yeah. And 10% squirrel. Just
no.
For you.
Oh.
He already left a piece. I don't know if he's gonna finish it now. Well, anyway. So I had a little bit of venison left in the freezer, and it's that time of year when you need to get it gone because it'll be no time at all. It'll be on us. But, I had some beautiful steaks and whatnot, and I ended up with, so I did all this pork for Jop, and I ended up with two butts in one. I've got like four or five refrigerators, so I had them stashed everywhere to keep it cold because I ran out of ice, and, you know, I'm packing meat
everywhere.
Well,
and the power was out, and you couldn't get out of your driveway because there's a tree across. That's what I said. That was a monumental task when you lose your power and you're homebound.
It felt like it. And anyway, so the next day I find a couple butts in maybe the basement refrigerator, the one the kids use. And I'm like, oh, man. And I called Jop, and I said, I still got a couple butts here. And he's like, whatever. And I'm like, okay. Good. I'm not going to worry about running those to him.
Right.
I'm going to do something with them. And I thought, I've got a little bit of venison left. I got the small Gen 7 smoker. I'll just smoke one and take one and chop it up and grind it. So I'm thinking you bought me the accessories for my wife's big mixer.
Yeah, her stand mixer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grinder that goes on the end of it.
So
yeah, I did.
Got that
I
out,
did.
For and I ground up the venison. I ground up the pork. I even put some beef suet in there because I already had it out. And I thought, well, so I ground all that up, about a 50-50, a one grind.
Okay.
And hand mixed it.
Yep.
You could run it through a couple times, but it's kind of a small process. And if I had I'm going to get a bigger grinder this year. I'm going to keep my eye on that site you go to all the time.
Right.
And I'm going to get a bigger one and a stuffer. And anyway, so I got the seasoning mix from Kent Butcher Supply.
Right.
And it's a fan. It's just called breakfast sausage, and it's fantastic. I mean, I don't know.
No, it was good. It was very good. Yeah, we just ate some.
Conrad even liked it. So
it was fabulous.
Mikey liked it.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So just basically boning that butt, cutting it up into small enough pieces to fit it in the feeder.
Right, on the grinder.
Running it through the grinder, and then seasoning it every few minutes as you're piling it up because you want it to be even. And the next thing you know, I've got these two big stainless bowls full of ground sausage.
Right.
And I'm like feeling pretty good. And I thought, okay, I'm going to bag it up. And it's like, oh, darn it, my big cryovac is over at Jop's house.
Right, yeah.
And so I pulled mine out, and it didn't work.
Oh,
so that's
sorry
why
about that.
No, that's okay. So that's why I said, hey, I need that cryovac back, and whatever you call it, vac sealer.
Yeah.
So it's just what you do, but it's pretty easy. It's a lot of work, in all honesty, but
yeah,
it's
and,
not horrible work.
If you're not into that level of, and I know why Bob does it, because he likes venison in his pork sausage, and if you've got it, it's a great use for it at the end of the season. But
you can trick people into eating deer meat.
Right, yeah, and they'll never even know it. You hadn't told him that, he wouldn't have known. But anyway, I'm
do you,
just
are you a venison eater,
Conrad? It's that discerning palate.
Venison steaks, stuff
okay, okay.
Yeah. It's that
well, this is beautiful steaks.
Yeah, right,
beautiful.
Yeah.
But they were so nice, I shouldn't have ground them. But it's like, you know, I who knows? They're 6 months old. Let's get them ground up. And then I have some. You can never have too much breakfast sausage in your freezer at my house.
Well, sure.
Because you never know what kind of crowd you're going to have on a Sunday morning.
Right.
Kids showing up with kids.
Right. And buddies.
And they're all big now.
Yeah, right.
And that kitchen gets a workout.
Yeah, you know, and if you're into the sausage, there's a whole bunch we can talk about. But if you're into just buying it, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Sobey Meats has this whiskey maple sausage that he's making. We had him on 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he touched on it, but it's worth it again. I've been buying 3 pounds of that a week, and we're just eating the heck out of it, and it's a little sweet. The whiskey you don't taste. It's just, he calls it whiskey maple. It's you can taste the maple in it. But and it's a ground product, so you can just make patties out of it or crumble it up, and that's what I've been doing is crumbling it up and put it in eggs and with a little cream cheese. Holy cow, is that good, man.
I think he likes it because he talks about it every
week. Well, but we're talking about sausage, and I'm like, not everybody's going to get a grinder out and make their own.
Right.
Go buy some of this sausage.
You shouldn't even bother if you don't have one because it's too much work.
Right.
But, we've got a lot of listeners that are just really good at making sausage.
Sure.
I can't think
kind of like this show. It's kind of what this process is like making sausage.
That's right.
Right? Let's throw a bunch of stuff in, see what comes out the other end. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Is that a fingernail?
Right, yeah.
Am I a filler? Okay.
Yeah, right. You could be. We've called you worse.
So now I cheated and used a blend.
What, a seasoning blend?
Yeah.
Well, that's not cheating.
Well, I'm just saying... You can look up, there's plenty of sites that'll show you the blend.
Sure.
If you want to just do your own spices. But I've been I was known in my wife's family when I met her as being a Bob Evans sausage fan.
Okay, sure.
To the point to where every time I came over, her mom would go to the supermarket and buy Bob Evans sausage.
Right.
And then she'd tell me about it as soon as I got there. Bob, I got your favorite sausage.
Right.
She was such a mother-in-law. Anyway, so that kind of blend is kind of what I like. Now, just to figure out what was best, because sometimes I'd buy Hillshire Farms breakfast sausage. Mm-hmm. I did a blind taste test with my family.
Yep.
They all liked the Hillshire better.
Yeah.
So Bob Evans went down a notch.
Okay. Yep. It's still but around, though. You can still find it in a store.
Yeah, it's along those flavor profiles. But yep. I think since we're on this topic of butts, we should maybe do a basic butt program, at least a segment, and let's just talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of smoking butts.
Yeah, if you have a smoker, probably one of the first things you'd smoke is maybe chicken, but right after that it's a pork shoulder, pork butt, Boston butt, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same cut, and we're going to touch base about that because there are some tricks and techniques that will make it produce much, much better finished product.
Yeah.
And it's not difficult, but it's a process. So you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
And
we're going to go through the butts with you.
Worst case scenario, you bring them over to my house and I'll meet you at midnight.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Emerge out of the woods with a cooked butt. Yeah. All right. You list the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
30 point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds.